Welcome to the Bridge to Wealth podcast, closing the wealth gap in Philly and beyond. And we are joined today in studio by some of Robinson's finest, Newman and Sam. How you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Good.
Very cool. It's good to have you. Before we jump into it, because I know we're here to talk about the Fire Huskies, but you know, there's a lot of people listening and or watching right now, and they're like, who's Sam? Who's Newman? So, Sam, what part of Philly do you live in? What do you do over at Robeson?
I live in West Philadelphia, and I'm a senior at Robeson High School. I am on multiple sports teams in the financial literacy program.
Cool, here at Bridges as well?
Yes.
Very cool. And Newman, a.k.a. Keith, a.k.a. Keith Newman?
No, a.k.a. Nunu.
Yeah, I'm Nunu.
Nunu. I'm the Dean of Students over at Robeson. It's my fifth year there. I live in Mayfair.
Okay. And you mentioned you play multiple sports.
Yes.
Which sports do you play?
I play volleyball, softball, and I bowl.
What's your favorite?
Oh, whoa. Our coaches are going to be listening to this.
I would have to go with Stokes.
All right, that's a good call.
Softball
Stokes.
Is my favorite sport.
So you just heard two coaches' feelings.
I'm sorry, Miss Duffy, and I'm sorry, Coach Waxman, but softball is my favorite sport.
Well, if I put Sam on the spot to have to go after two of her three coaches, I'm going to have to do the same to you. What's your favorite sport at Robeson High School?
At Robeson? Oh, man, I'm going to have her vouch for me. I really get into all the sports there, don't I? Well, be honest, I did go to your... That has to be some of the funnest times in my life is going to a girls' softball game.
It's like the team is just the spirit. It's
the character.
So
yeah, it's a
all
great...
All the different... characters that's on the team is just a good time.
And it's two schools too, which is amazing. It's High School of the Future and it's Robeson that have a joint venture team. And just to see those girls and the coaches absolutely bond out on that field is amazing. I don't even know if they're really worried about winning and losing some days. Just as long as, maybe they are.
I think Sam is.
No, Sam gets very passionate. She is a very, very passionate athlete.
I would like to win, but if we lose, I'm not mad at the team or anything. I'll push them to win because I'm the captain on everyone, softball, volleyball, and bowling. And I feel as though I'm a good leader. I don't, like, if we're losing, I don't yell at them. I tell them it's okay and you can do better or just try your hardest. That's all I ask them to do is to try their hardest.
That makes sense.
That was beautiful.
No, I'm things with the life skills we learn from sports.
Yeah, not many kids can walk away with that. At that, you know, like as a team captain, can say stuff like that. Like I'm just trying to like make sure everyone's having fun, trying their hardest, and putting together a good team effort. That's really powerful, Sam.
One of the things that happens through Bridges to Wealth, and I know you're part of the program, is youth entrepreneurship along with financial literacy, but literally creating businesses or solving problems. And you mentioned it's two schools coming together. School of the Future and Robeson. What's the mascot for the two schools, one school?
They don't have one. That's why I'm creating a clothing line.
And what's the clothing line going to be?
It's going to be Fire Husky gear because the mascot for Paul Robeson is Huskies and the mascot for,
School
of the Future is a Firebird. But when I get gear for softball, it says School of the Future. So, and I go to Paul Robeson, and I don't like that it says Firebirds if I'm a Fire Husky because I'm part of both schools. So, I want to make gear for both schools to wear.
That's sounds very cool. What do the teams wear now?
We all wear Firebird stuff.
Oh, no, that can't be good for the folks who go to Robeson.
Yes, and when we come to the games, the kids from Future talk all this trash saying, oh, y'all coming to our school, y'all wearing our gear. So I want to have a combined gear so there's no trash talking.
Has anyone said to you, like, oh, Sam, that's a terrible idea, or why are you doing this?
No.
So everybody wants it.
She hopes.
I hope they do. We're gonna put out a survey.
Okay.
to the school, so they will tell us like if they want sweatpants, tights, beanies, fitted caps, stuff like that. And then we're gonna do a contest where the top two designs, we're gonna tell them to make designs, and the top two designs that we pick, those two people are gonna get a discount. No, a $50 gift card. Those two people are. And everyone who submits a design is gonna get a percent off.
Oh, that's cool. Can I submit a design too, so I get a discount?
I mean, if you're gonna buy it.
Okay. So is it gonna be a bird like on one part and then a husky on the other?
I think it should be a husky face with like a flame behind it or something like that.
You know what I said it should be.
What should it be?
What should it be?
Oh no.
What's a fire husky? Fire is what?
Hot.
And a husky is a what?
Dog.
So you're the what? You're the hot dogs. No? You're the hot dogs.
No, Newman.
I can't.
No.
Okay.
Well, you can submit it.
I'm going to submit that.
You
do
that.
I'm just a hot dog on it. Just a dancing hot dog.
You do that. We'll take consideration for your
decision. Now I feel like you're mocking me.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to strongly consider it. But
I don't think. I think you're correct, sir.
We will look at it. I'll tell you that. We will look at your design.
And who is the we? For folks who are wondering who's going to make the final decision, because in business a lot of times, one of the toughest things to do is make choices. And so who's going to get to decide? How are you going to figure out which design you pick?
So my team is myself, Jonelle Robertson-Patton, Jamir Miles, and Tadeja.
Sure.
Sure.
So you just put them all on blast. People going to be in their inboxes, their DMs, trying to...
Tadeja is one of our youngest students in the Bridges to Wealth program. She's a 10th grader. And when we started the program, it was initially just for 11th graders rising into 12th grade. And Tadeja is a 9th grade at the time, and she came to Wharton for many financial literacy things that were happening here that were happening independently of the program. And I saw she was taking a real interest to it. She was seeking it, actively seeking it. So when this came up, we kind of had this conversation like, are we okay with taking a non-senior for the year? And almost everyone on the team had no problem with it. None of the kids in the class felt like that was going to be a problem. And she's really done, I feel like, a really dedicated job for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really. So I'm talking about putting people on blast. I got to put her on blast because what she's doing, and she's like, you know, advocating for herself, and she couldn't make it today because she's at another high school program that she had to do, and she really wanted to be here. But I thought that was important to throw.
I like her because some underclassmen like feel nervous around upperclassmen or don't really feel as though we have a voice, but she does. Like she said, whatever she wants, like. Whatever comes to her mind, she said it.
She goes about it really well, too, right? Yeah, she's very respectful to everybody and everyone's ideas. I wanted to make sure that, you know, that it was pointed out that we have a 10th grader who is kind of broke the mold of the program. You know, sometimes not always things, even in business, works the way that you ideally want to. So how do you adapt to it? Well, she was like something we had to adapt to. And I thought that was really, really, well, savvy of her, but she's a go-getter.
Shout out to the team. And because I'd love for you to come back and update us on the journey. What are some of the next key dates around this project to develop the new Fire Husky brand?
So December 10th, we're having an incubator where we have to present our clothing line.
Very cool. So that's the next big date?
Yeah.
And then when would you like to have the new Fire Husky in market?
And after winter break.
Okay. Very cool.
That's good.
So I want to just say thank you for coming on. Is this your, how many podcasts? You've done a bunch of podcasts, I can tell already, just by the way you've been.
Definitely.
Oh, couldn't tell at all.
Pro.
Before we get out of here, how can people follow along on the journey of Fire Huskies? Does Robeson have an online site? Does Fire Huskies have its own page?
Our school has social media accounts on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and we will be promoting our our clothing line on there. Okay. And also on our personal pages.
Shout out to Robeson Official.
And they can always catch us in the news because Mr. Gordon, our principal, is always in the news. Always positive. He's always bringing the branding of the building to its fullest potential and beyond, more so than I ever could have imagined at times. So we do get a lot of our visibility is a lot through the hard work of not just Mr. Gordon, who's phenomenal, but a lot of the staff members there. Just we kind of all come together just to kind of make us known, because the school of 300, you can kind of get missed easily.
Yeah.
So it's important to keep ourselves visible and highlight our successes as much as possible.
Hey, I'd like to call it maybe small but mighty. Yeah. Being someone who went to Parkway High School, which also isn't a very large school, you know, we can still find ways to make our presence felt.
Yep.
So shout out to Robeson, and everyone go follow Robeson Official. And thank you for Sam and Newman coming through. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We got more of the Bridges to Wealth podcast. We have some more Robeson students who are about to join the conversation. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to the Bridges to Wealth podcast, closing the wealth gap in Philly and beyond. And we're joined by some of Robeson's finest students. We have Aliyah, Kayla, and Sam in the building. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Oftentimes, adults are working with students like yourselves who want to be entrepreneurs, who want to be financially free, and they may have their own thoughts about what they should do to work best with you. And then also, there's other students who might look at what you're doing and go, I might want to do that, but they're not quite sure what it's like or what they should do. So I'm going to talk about both of those perspectives. First, if there's students who are listening to this or watching this who might want to start their own Fire Husky project, or might want to be social media consultants like Aliyah and Siani and Kayla are, what tips or advice would you give them about going through this process of creating something that didn't exist?
I would say, everyone, if you feel as though you really want to start a business, or you really want to sell stuff, you should do it. Because do you know how many hairdressers it is out here? Or makeup artists?
No, I know.
Or makeup artists or barbershops. They make a lot of money. There's money out here to be made for everyone. So if you really feel as though you want to start a business, you should do it.
Yeah, don't let another person stop your aspirations and your dream, because they not making the money for you. You are. So, like, somebody give you an opportunity, just take it. Don't, like, have your ego and your pride up, because, like, some of these things never come again. So, like, you want to take it while you have it and get the information and stuff so you can learn from it and pursue what you need to pursue and do what you want to do. Don't let nobody stop you or tell you can't do, or tell you, like, there's so many people out here. Because, like she said, it's a lot of money out here that need to be made. And if you not going to make it, somebody else will.
But to your point, you said don't listen to other people, just go do it. If someone's saying to them, like, oh, you should just go get a regular job, or you should just go have fun, what do you say back to people who are saying, Alive, like, what are you doing here?
I just say I want to do better with my life. I feel like when people, like, speak negative and say something positive you want to do, that means that they're not confident within themselves and they want to bring you down and breed low vibrational with them. So I feel as though if once you surround yourself with uplifting people, positive people, the conversation will be different, because they're going to tell you do it. Or, like, if it fell, they're like, okay, well, we could do this differently. We could try this again. So it just depends on the people you surround yourself, because there's people that really want to see you down and really don't want to see you do nothing. But it's other people that be like, all right, I'm going to help you. We could do it, or we could switch this up and do it like this and stuff like this.
I get that. So just keep pushing through and be around a new circle of folks.
Yeah, I would say if you want to start your own business, definitely what Sam and Eli were saying. Also, stay on top of your stuff, whatever you start, and get connected. Like, there are so many connections out here. Like, before I started this, and with Bridges to Wealth. I've been to so many events and places, and now I have so many people who I can reach out to that will help me with what I'm trying to do. So definitely connections. Don't let anybody tell you that you shouldn't be doing this, because if it's what you want to do, then go ahead and do it.
Very cool. And for folks who may not have come along on the Bridges to Wealth podcast journey just yet, and this might be their first time tuning in, could you let the folks know who are watching or listening right now, what's the project that you're working on, both you, Alaya, and Siani?
So basically we run our school social media pages, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Roberson Official. We bring social awareness to the community. We let parents know what's going on with the school, students about events, when school is, just page. Sometimes we're looking to do Throwback Thursdays just to get engagement and stay in touch with everybody.
Sounds cool. When you mentioned it's not just for students, but also for parents.
Mm-hmm. And administrators, too.
And administrators, too, which leads me to my question about adults in our lives or your lives. What tips would you give adults who work with high school students like yourselves who want to start their own businesses, who want to be financially free, that maybe they just don't understand or always get? And you're like, I wish they would realize, like, this is what we're thinking or this is what we're going through. What tips would you give them so that they can interact better with students like you?
Have patience with us. Because I know...
What did you say?
Have patience.
What? I need to go faster.
Have patience, because this, like, some kids, they hard-headed at first, but they will listen. Just, I was like, take your time with the kids. Like, we still young, we still learning. And I know the parents here, being honest, I was your age once, you was never my age. So it's just like, you was our age, but we want to experience it too. Like, we don't want to be told and be have our hand held the whole way through. We got to see stuff for ourselves so we can learn on our own and start developing different types of knowledge.
What for folks who are listening, because sometimes it's good to hear things more than once, what impact does it have on you when the adults in your life aren't patient with you?
It makes me feel sort of rushed, and I get agitated when I feel rushed. I'm not a hard-headed type of person. I will listen, but like, I'm a daredevil. I gotta try it out for myself, and if it don't work, I'll be like, okay, this is not going for me. And I go like tell a parent or a teacher or whatever, like, this is not working for me. I'm gonna try something different. And then like, I love it when adults give me advice on life and stuff like that. So, I really feel like, yeah.
Okay. So, adults listening out there, so far we got patience is one potential thing to just be mindful of when working with talented students like Alaya, Sam, and Kayla. What else? What else would you tell some adults who work with
students like
you?
I would tell adults that they should listen. Because a lot of adults like to talk at us.
I was about to say, never talk to it.
Or you can just say in your own words.
Like, I don't like when, like, kids can go to their parents and say, oh, mom, I have a problem, or oh, dad, I have a problem. And then they'll be like, oh, it's not that deep. I went through that when I was a kid. Like, just listen to your child or listen to your student. Like, if we're coming to you, we really need you. Because kids these days are stubborn. If we're coming to you, we really need you, and we just want you to listen, and then we can talk afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel as though adults need to listen more.
Yeah, and just to build on that, I don't think we get enough practice or lessons around listening. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that can help us is if someone shares something, to just say to them, it's okay that you feel that way. How can I help? Or what are you going through? Because it's not a competition. It's not about whether I would feel the way you feel or not. But I think, to your point, just acknowledging people and letting them know it's normal for them to feel the way they feel is a good first start. And to have patience with them. Kayla.
I would say, following what Sam said, we don't like to be talked at. Not just with like the listening part, but also in lectures, or if we're trying to learn something, if you're trying to teach something to a student or to anybody, talking at them or like just going down a whole list and saying it and not letting them participate in anything and not asking questions like, do you get it, do you need them, so down, just talking at a student isn't really going to help them, because sometimes, I'm not even going to lie, when we have our classes on Friday and the professor is talking, I kind of zone out because it's like, okay, he's just talking. I need to, like, be waking up, like, okay, so we're going to do this, or let's do a little game here. Like, and also, put yourself in our shoes. Like, I like working with little kids, so if I'm working at, like, a group or something, and I just think, if I were a kid coming here, what would I want to hear, or would I want a snack? So, like, think about that.
No. And also be uplifting, like, and don't, like, with teachers and parents, like, little things go a long way. So you could say, like, I'm so proud of you, or be like, you're doing a good job, or, like, if you need help, I can help you with this, and stuff like that. Like, be motivational towards your kid, because that's really going to push them, like, yeah, I'm doing something good, and it's going to make them continue doing it. Because when they don't feel uplifted, then they start to do wild out, do other stuff that they don't have no type of purpose in their life, so...
I feel like it's a lot of negativity in the world, like, like this generation, it's a lot of negative kids. So I feel as though adults shouldn't be adding to the negativity. They should be uplifting us, not telling us, oh, we shouldn't be doing, like I just feel like adults should be more supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Support. Everybody needs support.
Right.
And to that point, for the adults who make a awesome impression on you, or who are doing some of those good things, what's an example, or what's one of those ways that they are being that you'd love for more adults to do more of?
My mom. I talk to my mom about any and everything. Like, she's just so supportive. And she doesn't, like, she's just so supportive.
Okay. Shout out to Miss Palmer.
My mom. Like, I'm the comedian, so, like, she try to make me laugh and say little jokes and stuff like that, because that is really uplifting. Like, if you can make me laugh, like, you got me. So I would say, like, my mom, she's, like, my biggest motivator, like, and plus she always, like, I love her when she talks to me and we have deep conversations, because, like, it opens my eyes to, like, different perspectives, different things and stuff like that. And, like, every day she would compliment me, like, oh, my daughter's so pretty, and she's like, oh, my daughter's so smart. She'd be like, oh, you going to have a good day and stuff like that. Like, she say, like, little things that, like, make me smile. So, yeah.
Shout out to your mom, Kayla.
I would say with, just any adult, you know, saying I'm proud of you, or just looking out, keeping a lookout, checking on you from here and there. It's always good to have that.
Cool. Adults, you hearing that? Patience, listening.
Support,
and continue to encourage.
Right.
Especially when the students are as talented as these three young ladies right here. Cool. So with that, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to close out with Philly focus questions, because while we want to close the wealth gap beyond Philly, it starts here. And so we're going to ask a couple questions about Philly, and then we're going to get on out of here. Does that work for you guys?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Riches of Wealth podcast, closing the wealth gap in Philly and beyond. And we're joined by some of Robinson's finest. We got Newman in the building. We got Sam. We got Kayla. We got Aliyah. And talking about Fire Huskies, which is a new project that's going on between School of the Future and Robinson. And they're going to have some awesome new branding and clothing coming out. And then also we're talking about Robinson Official, Kayla and Aliyah, along with Siani, are part of the team that's leading social media over at Robinson. And we like to end every podcast episode with Philly focus.
What's your favorite Philly rapper?
Philly.
Questlove.
I don't listen.
You don't know where the Roots are?
I know who he is. Don't get me wrong.
Are you for real?
He's on Conan or one.
Jimmy Fallon.
The Roots, like the Roots.
I never would have predicted the second one.
Are you all for real?
Like, how do y'all not know who Questlove is? I know who Questlove is.
Yeah. He wears a picket in his head.
And he played a song.
Questlove.
You know. Keon, come on camera real quick so that folks know what just happened.
Questlove. This dude doesn't even need to be put on blast.
You gotta come in here so you can get on the camera.
Questlove, everybody.
Questlove. Where are you playing at next?
Hey man, this is a problem. I can't do that.
You could have even thrown out the easiest answer, like Will Smith.
I can't say that's my favorite.
For Tequila. For the next Philly focus question.
What is your favorite Philly slang word?
And don't say John.
It's easily John. Easily.
John is not a Philly word, though.
It absolutely is. Yeah, no, I use that word.
People say that.
They start picking it up. But no, that's easily the most amazing word ever. The etymology to that word is just the best to me. It's anything. And everybody knows immediately what you're talking about. I'm like, yo. Right. I was like, yo, remember them Jones you got me? You're like, yeah, I did get you them sour worms the other day. You will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say John. There's no reason for that. Things have proper names, but for some reason, John just works. Person, place, thing, feelings, emotions. Yeah, man, you got me in my John. Damn. It could be anything.
We don't say John. We say big.
Yeah, I understand that, but if I said that, you'd be like, yeah, he's upset. You wouldn't know that.
True.
See?
So we have a vote for John.
My favorite word is dog. D-A-W-G.
Is
that Philly?
Is that Philly? That's Philly?
I say that.
Oh, we have a book on a shirt. A hot dog.
She really doesn't like this hot dog thing.
I liked it.
I don't like
you
the
didn't,
word.
You didn't see the shirt. You didn't
You're not
see.
Feeling dog
you didn't
or...
see the shirts that we made.
Yeah.
It said top dogs. DWD.
Mm-hmm. I like the joke.
Like I say that word all the time. Like I'd be like, it's something funny. I'd be like, dog. Or I'd be like, that's my dog. I just use it all the time.
Oh yeah, John would not work there. John, no, it doesn't. But the dog does work there. You're right. It's like, dude.
Dog. That's my dog. Dog, what are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Really?
So we got dog and John.
What's your favorite?
Yamin was big when I was a kid. Yamin was just Yamin.
Yeah, Yamin.
What? That's the question you don't have an
she
answer
don't
to?
Even, she doesn't talk slang.
She
I
does
don't
not.
Talk slang. I'm not even from Philly, and I came from a private school, so I don't really use slang words.
She, believe it or not, fun fact, when she came to our school, she came with a translator with her.
And Kayla sold it too though, cause she looked
embarrassed.
She had to look like white. Yeah, she had to look like white.
She looked like Jim. That was
she, wait,
that was a good sell.
That was well done.
You know, the door.
You did say folks who make you laugh. They both just made you smile. So then I have one last Philly focus question. Favorite high school in Philadelphia.
We all see what you're doing here.
I'm sorry, you just can't do that. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
You ain't gonna get us to fight you. Like, who's got
don't
camera?
Don't make me start chanting Huskies in here, please.
I dare you.
Say what?
You're too low.
Yo, let me tell you something right now. You gotta come out to a softball game. They're out on the field going
game.
Like crazy.
Every time the boys' basketball team win, that's what you hear. Huskies.
Yeah. Say what?
Huskies.
You have no idea the world you're gonna get yourself into when you show up.
You gotta come to our game.
Right, because the only P you're repping. It's Paul Robinson.
I get it, because he said Parkway.
Yeah.
It took me half a second, but I'm there.
Say a slang word.
Yeah,
that's my joke right there.
Parkway, I'm going to do my best. But it looks like Paul Robinson's in the running.
Yeah.
With that said,
we beat them.
Big shout out to Newman, Sam, Kayla, and Eliah for coming through to the Bridges to Wealth podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing the Fire Huskies and all things social media from Robinson Official. With that, are you going to take us out with the fight song or the call to the Huskies? Can we go out to that? Can I get a little hope?
Yeah.
Huskies, take us out.
Go Sam. Go Sam.
No, all right, you're right. Joke? I should not have done that. You can cut that out.
Anyways, Husky, you out.
Yes. And with that, we are out of here. Shout out to Robeson Official and to all the folks who are listening to the Bridgewell podcast, where we talk about financial freedom, entrepreneurship, and community. And until next time, we are out. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh.